I do Shaq, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just fucking dislocate my jaw like a python.
100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Oh, you rescued another animal? Welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave.
The funniest.
What?
It's not funny. This one guy had a... Oh, man, I'm hungover. There was this boy who rescued his daughter, his sister. Did you see that?
A boy who rescued his daughter, his sister?
No, his sister. I am fucking hungover today. I wish I could drink right now and just get home. I don't know how I'd get home.
I could take you home.
Yeah, but I'd have my car out here, and then Leanne's going to be a fucking shit show. So this young boy, a dog was going to attack his sister, and he got in front of in between the dog and his sister, and he got attacked by the dog pretty aggressively. I put it on my Instagram, Emma on my Twitter. I put it on the Twitter. It's the kid got fucked up by this dog, and he did it to protect his sister. It's fucking such a badass move by this kid.
Wow.
So I posted on my Twitter. I'm not laughing at this kid at all by any stretch of the means. But I posted on my Twitter, and I was like, this kid's a real hero or whatever. And this guy, I followed him, and he goes, oh, my God. Wait till Bert gets his hands on this dog. Out loud, I followed the kid and I DM'd him. I go, dude, you just made me. I was drunk last night. I go, you just made me laugh out fucking loud. And he goes, dude, he wrote back, it was a pretty funny line.
Wait, there's some really funny things that people.
Right.
Somebody wrote, I don't know. I think I said that something was hilarious. And then a guy's comment was, let me guess, did a pipe fly through somebody's chest cavity? Yeah, there's a lot of funny comments.
Oh, I love
that I sat down here, and right before we hit record, you go, I love who I am.
When I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I love, it's such a real, honest version of me. It's like, it's very pure.
I love who I am when I'm drunk.
I got lit last night. Like, the kind of lit, like...
I can see it a little bit.
In my eyes right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm... Like, the kind of drunk where you just... Where you like, I need alone time. I'm going to get weird.
Uh-huh.
You know, like...
Wait, does a specific type of booze do that to you? Or is it...
No, it caught me off guard. It hadn't happened in a very long time.
What were you drinking?
So I started with... I worked out last night, and then I was like... Yeah, you like how I said that in?
Yeah.
I worked out, and then I had a glass of wine in the pool...
You had a glass of wine during your shower.
During my shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Fitvine. I hope we got to get them to sponsor us because Fitvine is fucking awesome.
I think, what is that, the wine?
Less tannins. By the way, I'm not doing a read for them right now, but I'm legit drinking Fitvine. Less sugar. It's fucking awesome. I've been drinking a lot of Fitvine lately.
Okay, so Fitvine is coming on as a sponsor.
Dude. That is a marriage made in heaven because right. I've been drinking Fitvine. So I run 4 miles. I run 4 miles and then I open a bottle of wine, right?
Yeah.
And then I walk a mile with a glass of Fitvine, get in the pool, have a little. I'm sure they're like, Bert, please don't talk about drinking.
You were exercising. I'm sure they can't.
But it's
they're fit.
So, but it creeps up on you, Fitvine, because I don't think there's as much alcohol. It's like ultralights.
And not as much sugar?
Yeah, not as much sugar. So I'm drinking.
Keep going. Your drink. I want to know what you drank. So you had your wine.
Had a wine. Made some cauliflower mashed potatoes. Have finished the bottle, and then I was like, I don't want to open another bottle, but I'm like fucking feeling it. And so I go into these beers that these hazy IPAs I had on the tour bus, and man, two beers in, I get weird. Girls are asleep.
You hit that good buzz, the fun
buzz.
And
I start fighting with people, like going like.
I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite Burts is like wanting to get like combative Burt.
Dude, I had a legit fight with a bunch of people and just like arguing with them. And then
we watched that thing the other day. That was great to watch too. You know, the thing I asked you to send me. Remember, I was like, I watched that. That was great. Did you watch it?
Fucking.
Didn't that get you fired up?
Yeah. I texted one of the guys and said, I can't wait till I get to repay you in life.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I get to repay you.
Yeah. I'm not even done with it. So.
Oh, it's.
Yeah.
So, I've been obsessed with football life.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I got.
Did you keep drinking after those beers?
Oh yeah. I killed all the beers.
How many beers?
I don't know, fucking 4 or 6. And so they come in 4 packs, so I'm probably broken to another 6. And so, and I just was up and I started texting you guys, and I don't remember texting you guys, but texting you things I was livid about, like livid.
Yeah, because out of nowhere, I think Nadav and I, by the way, welcome back. Nadav and I, we had talked about, hey, like, so coming in at this time in the morning, and you're like, yep, see you then. And then hours go by, because that's like 8 o'clock, midnight. At midnight, just a text from you. The 72 Dolphins were a fluke. And then the next text is Christian Akoya.
Oh my God, Christian Akoya.
I mean, but these have zero context. They're just, I'm like, okay. For people that don't follow football, the 72 Dolphins remain the NFL's only undefeated team.
Yeah, and it's horseshit.
Okay.
It's horseshit. I was so fucking angry last. I'm watching 100 Greatest, right?
Uh-huh.
It's such a great series on NFL Network. NFL,
they do a great job.
They do a really great job. Shout out to those people at NFL. A Football Life is maybe my favorite thing to watch. I love A Football Life. I can watch anyone's. I don't even know who you are, and I'm like, Bruce Smith. I know Bruce Smith, but I go, tell me about Bruce Smith. I'm fucking obsessed with Bruce Smith now. I bought a Bruce Smith jersey.
Bruce Smith's sweeter than sour sauce, but yeah, he's dope, man.
And so I'm watching the fucking 100 greatest teams of ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the top 10, I think, have all pretty much happened in our lifetime. And I'm going, who the fuck's number one? And they go, the 72 Dolphins. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. By the way, Bob Greasy wasn't even their fucking quarterback for half of the season. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It was their backup quarterback, won 10 games for them. Bob Greasy wasn't even, he got hurt like 3 games in. They had no one to, so to speak, on their team. Mercury Morris was their fucking running back. It's such a bullshit fucking team.
Well,
when you compare them to like the fucking 79 fucking Steelers, the Cowboys from the 80s, the fucking 49ers from the 80s, the fucking Bears, the Patriots. It's such a bullshit fucking team.
But is your argument, though, that they're a bullshit team because the league was a lesser league?
It's a bullshit league. Passing wasn't what it is today.
Yeah.
All you needed is when some full. By the way, I'm not shitting on, like, I understand they're all fucking heroes and legends and stuff. And
well, I think, but isn't the counter argument to something like that, because this happens all the time in sports, it's the fun part of discussing sports, but isn't the counter argument, like the argument to what you're saying, that like, hey man, what do you want someone to do but win all the games? Like, they won all the games.
Yeah, but like, but anyone could have done that then.
But they didn't. They're the only ones.
Yeah, but it's just a fluke. It's like going, it's like watching someone hit a hole in one, and then everyone else hits onto the green, mm-hmm. and he goes, "I'm the best golfer here." And you go, "Well, no, you hit a hole in one."
I got you.
It's not you're not the best golfer here. That's just one hole. And he's like, "Yeah, but I got the lowest score for this hole, and it's a hole in one. Isn't that what you want to do?" You're like, "No, it's and then to watch them celebrate it the way they do."
Yeah, every year they pop that.
Every
champagne.
Year they fucking and but by the way, I'm a huge.
But they have like all that brain damage, so they're like. and they pop it into their fucking eyes.
Poor Mercury Morris. Every time he's like trying to.
Those guys are so fucked up.
That was back when helmets, those Rydell helmets.
By the way, the argument that I've heard a lot of people go, what they need to do is go back to like the 30s and 40s when the guys just wore like open face masks and they had. No, they don't. That would result in way more catastrophic injuries, man.
Dude, what do you think the best team ever is?
I don't know, because this goes back, like, I actually liken this to making the argument about the best, let's say, NBA player, because people go like, you know, the top 10 is like pretty easy to do it. No, but here's my point, because even the players will say this, and I think the older you get, this perspective becomes true, which is like right now, if you talk to somebody who's like, let's say 21, and you're like, who's the best NBA player? Like, it is normal and natural for them to talk about someone who they've watched from when they were a little kid, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you go, you remove yourself one generation, so that would be like us back, we go, Jordan's so much better. And, you know, we give all our Jordan stats. Then you go to somebody who's like, you know, whatever, 60 or 70, and they're like, you guys never saw Wilt Chamberlain play. And we're like, no, I get it. He was awesome. And they're like, no, you don't. And here's the truth. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what it was like to watch Muhammad Ali fight. I don't. Oh. I've seen documentaries. I've seen the interviews. I know that he's great, but I never will have the appreciation for his greatness because I never saw it. I never saw it, man. I was, by the time I was, you know, conscious enough to, like, watch things, like, he was retired. I mean, so I just hear about his greatness. So I think that, like, that conversation in sports will always be the same. People will appreciate most what they witnessed live, what they got to see, what they got to digest. And they'll argue to the death. I mean, these LeBron MJ arguments, like, they're exhausting and they're fun and they're, you know, it's, I get it. People will compare stats and then they'll go, you know, but there's this element that you can't weigh, and it just, you know, it just kind of goes in circles. I don't know that, like, that you can actually make the argument that it's this team. I mean, like, you look at the 85 Bears, right?
And that was greatness in my – the 85 great. Bears and what was it, the 87 Redskins?
Yeah.
Were, like, two of the teams that I just were, like
– the team from Washington, please.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Jesus.
I just fucking dead-named them.
Yeah.
Or fucking hate-crimed them. Jesus Christ, that's crazy. I didn't even, that's, I just slipped out of my mouth.
It hurt me. But will you,
the R words. The Washington R words. Right? Aren't they the R, aren't, isn't that how you say it?
That's what I'm going to start saying. Why don't we petition Dan Snyder? You're like, we still got time. How about the R words?
Oh, fuck.
But look, wait, I mean, how about those 90s, those 90s Cowboys? Like, there's like, didn't they win three in the 90s? Those C-words from Dallas?
The C-words.
Yeah. They were fucking, so dominant.
I mean, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irving, their fucking defensive line was insane.
Well, Charles, their offensive line, too. Was
their
also
offensive was, line was fucking it out.
Crazy.
Dude, they did a this football life on the Dallas Cowboys offensive line.
Dude, there was a time, like now, it's become standard if you watch NFL football that, like, offensive linemen, I mean, I think they're, like, peaking what human physiology is capable of.
Because God.
These guys are walking around, you know, 6'6", and they have a bunch of guys that are 350, and you're just like, I mean, they're just human fucking houses. Dude, but they were the first, their team looked different. When you're watching football in the 90s, you're like, yeah, those are big guys. And then you see the Cowboys offensive line stand up, and you go, fuck.
I remember Dion going to that team and then going to San Francisco. But he went to San Francisco first, right?
No, second.
That was also
like one of those things. You're like, come on. And then he played it perfectly. Like,
yeah.
He won a Super Bowl. Well,
it's interesting, you know, when you talk about.
He was pretty good.
Dion.
Yeah.
God.
It's amazing.
I mean, really just an amazing. Yeah. Just athletic specimen. Like, he could do, I have a feeling he could do everything. I saw Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley do a bench contest. Did you see this? Have you seen this?
Recently?
It was probably a while ago. It was definitely a while ago.
What'd they bench? Well, what weight did they use?
Try to guess. They started out at 135.
Okay.
Guess what they ended at And guess who won?
And they were just going for ones or
one
for
reps? One rep.
And you don't know, are you going to tell me it was in within the last year or within the last like 10 years?
It's been within the last 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Pain and Gain was, they were promoting Pain and Gain with Mark Wahlberg and
The Rock. This is 2018. Okay. I would definitely guess that Shaq was strong. Now, this is why I talk about when it happened. Shaq, he's also a specimen, obviously. But like when he got really out of shape, and then he got into working out, and you see him, you're like, holy shit, man! Like
this is not when he was working out.
Okay, I would guess that he's just such a massive
that
powerful
he could just
human.
Throw up on any given day.
Oh my god, yeah.
What do you think they maxed out at?
And this is one rep.
One rep.
Jesus, I would think that he could easily do. I mean, for someone if he doesn't bench all the time, but as huge as he is. At 315 or something?
405.
He did 405?
No. Charles Barkley did 405.
Fuck.
I mean, I'm sitting
and
there.
And what did Shaq, what was he?
He couldn't get 405 off his chest. He got to like 330 or something.
That's it?
Dude, it was.
Can you show it without playing the
audio?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's the top one.
Wow.
Look at how small. Well, actually, hold on. Look at how small The Rock looks between the two of them.
Is that The Rock?
That was The Rock.
It was?
Yeah. Look at how small The Rock looks.
Oh, my God. Wait, The Rock is 6'5". What the fuck? I thought Barkley was 6'4".
I thought Barkley was 6'2". Look at how tiny The Rock
looks.
That's
a real picture?
Yeah. Look at how tiny the fucking Rock is.
Yeah, well, Shaq
makes
everyone
look. Today.
Yeah, you should drink, dude. We got some beers. You want a beer?
I just gotta figure out how the fuck I'm getting home.
Dude, you can have a beer.
I just have Leanne drive George out. George will take this car, right?
Yeah.
I got nothing to do today. I'll have one towards the end.
Okay.
Okay. Look at how fucking small The Rock is.
I got to see this. I'm so curious now. So they're doing like, and so wait, because honestly, like right now, Barkley's in way worse shape than that.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And Shaq is definitely stronger now. So that's... God, he's such a huge guy.
He really is. What do you think it's like to fuck him? I bet there's got to be like a real... You got to submit. Like, you got to be like...
Well, yeah. If you're like, I'm not so sure about this, that's a problem. Yeah. So wait, what did we just jump to 225?
Yeah, 225.
Really? You just do it 135, 225.
225, okay. 225. Look at Chuck. Chuck just throws it up easy as fuck.
Yeah.
225. Then they go to 305.
Right away?
Right, look at this. Three fucking plates.
Oh, maybe there's not.
315.
So that's, see, there's a little struggle there, though.
Watch Chuck, 315.
Okay. Down. Boom. That was way easier for him.
Yeah.
That was easier for him. Now we're doing four plates. He's like joking around and shit, but no, he could not do that. Fuck. And then Barkley, let's see, 405, struggling, but.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, he got it. Wow.
Clean.
Yo, dude. It's pretty impressive.
405. I'm sitting there watching this last night going.
A different specimen, man. That's fucking, yeah.
It's just not working out. Just being like,
I mean,
I could throw up 405.
Most people, definitely, 99% of people, unless you're like training to do that, you don't have that kind of strength.
No. Remember when we were at
Joe's place?
Yeah, and we were like, what were we trying to put up, 225?
225, yeah. And I got it.
You got it. Ari and I couldn't get it.
Ari struggled with 135. What are you talking about? He struggled with 135. And that was after everyone was drinking and smoking. And then Joe came in, like, lit. He was smoke, and he was like, what are you guys doing? We were, like, trying to see if we can hit 225. He was like, I got that shit. And he started banging.
I think he did, like, 10 times. Like, gong, 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 gong. Can I tell you what I've been looking for hardcore? Hold on. I'm not done with this fucking argument about the greatest NFL football team ever.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Shaq fucking you. Go ahead.
No. By the way, when we were teaching Jesus how to swim,
yeah,
I don't know if I told you this, but like he panicked in the water one time, and I tried to help him, and he just, Jesus is a flailed, big dude, yeah. But he grabbed me with like panic strength.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I, my first thought was, I could not hold him down and fuck him. Like, and then Shane goes, well, he's pretty slippery. He was in the water. And I was like, no, but like, you, when you feel someone's panic strength and you go, so like if I was going to, if I, we were in prison and I was going to fuck him and I was like, I'm coming in, I'm going to fuck Jesus. I couldn't. I really couldn't.
Oh yeah, I could see that being a problem. But imagine Shaq doing that to you. Whoa. Or imagine a Shaq Barkley tag team.
Jesus Christ. Oh God.
And they make you service one in the mouth at a time while you're doing it.
I do Shaq. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just fucking dislocate my jaw like a python. God, his dick. Hey, pull up a picture of Shaq's dick.
I don't think that's out there.
Google it. I bet it is.
Okay.
Shaq.
Penis. I don't know.
Shaquille O'Neal's dick. Look at this.
Okay, look at that girlfriend he had there. Right there, yeah. What do you think that was like? You think she's submitted?
She's the size of his leg.
Yeah.
She's the size of his leg. I wonder, that's an interesting, like...
Go back to, like, the actual ad, like, the results of the search, not the image, because there wasn't, like, an article. That first article, the seemingly never-ending obsession with Shaq's dick.
Yeah.
Like, so there's actually...
I think everyone... I think I heard him say...
Click it.
That's his shoe size.
Right. It's pretty... Wait. There's a guy who started an online petition that demands to see Shaq's dick.
I respect to that guy.
I do. I respect that guy a lot.
We all have our hill to die on.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think it actually is?
Well, just okay. So if you go, so
if it's proportionate,
let's do proportion. So yeah. I have a regular size dick, like not super big, just regular size dick.
Average size?
Average size, like 6 and change, 7 if I cough. And so what would, so like, I say, let's say I have a 6.5 inch dick, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm 6 feet 1 inches. So for every foot, I guess how can you do this?
No, you're saying like just stature-wise, a 6-inch dick is essentially the average, like the American or whatever.
American
world,
male size dick.
Yeah, the average size dick is about 6 inches. Yeah. Right? So if he's a foot taller than the average male is actually six feet.
He's
7'1". He's 7'1".
So a foot taller than me. So you got to add an inch for every...
It's got to be at least 9 inches, right?
Oh. It has to be. Wonder if we can find out anyone who knows Shaquille O'Neal's dick.
Well, there's
size.
That one girl that wrote a book, but she sucked so many dicks, she might have got confused.
Oh, Superhead?
Yeah. She might be like, what dick was...
How can we find out Shaquille
Nick
O'Neal's
Anderson's
dick size?
Was that Derrick Rose's dick? And she's just like, oh,
do you
they
know
were
any
all big.
NBA players?
Do I know any NBA players? No. That would be the way to find out. It's a former teammate. That's how you find out.
My buddy's dad coached the Magic.
When he was on it?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah. Why? I really missed an opportunity to ask him about Shaq's dick then.
I asked every NFL player I've met. Once it's not weird, I'm like, so who is the biggest dick you've
Charles
ever seen?
Charles Haley.
Oh, really?
Everyone says Charles Haley. Charles Haley's dick was so big, he'd go up and put it in people's pockets. By the way, hardcore bipolar. A lot of a football life. I've watched a lot of a football life.
Do they have that dick story in there?
No, but I heard Charles Haley had a massive dick.
That's what they're talking about right there.
And he'd go up and he'd put it in people's pockets. And you'd be sitting there and he'd be sitting next to you and his dick would be in your pocket.
Last picture right there, that's what he's talking about too. He's like, my dick's as big as 4 of your dicks.
Put in Charles Haley dick pocket.
Okay.
I wildest penis.
Wow.
He won't get there. He goes. Troy Aikman reveals Charles Haley once put penis on NFL. Oh, these are probably stories Charles Haley doesn't want to share anymore. These were fun in the early 90s.
Let's see.
And now you're like, oh, that's sexual assault.
Charles Haley was one hell of an NFL player. Okay, so he reportedly used to walk up to teammates and blatantly masturbate right in front of them. He also used to reportedly say things like, you know you want to suck this, to guys like Joe Montana while holding his junk. Oh, my God. And according to Troy Aikman, there was even one time when Haley walked up behind fellow NFL player Matt Millen and placed his penis on Millen's shoulder while he was playing cards. It's a little unclear how... Okay, Charles Haley is a volatile, like, unpredictable dude. That is insane, dude.
Just start masturbating.
Because do you realize, too, that he's such a big... like nasty player, like a dangerous kind of guy that he would do that, and you have to go like, all right, man, all right.
His body, when you watch him walk, he looks like the.
Go to the search results again of when you typed it in, at the top one. Hit that one, yeah.
His body when he walked, it looked like the guy, who had the fake legs with the razor. Remember the.
Oh, yeah.
That guy? Yeah. Charles Haley's body looks like that. Like, he's on his toes. Like, he looks like he's ready to sprint. He was...
Make that larger?
Dude, he was legit an amazing fucking football player.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, he's a legend, Hall of Famer. Let's see. Here's the reputation. His reputation started with his penis. A fire hose of an organ that brought Haley more pride than any game-winning tackle. As he grew comfortable in the 49ers locker room, Haley would stroll up to an unsuspecting teammate, whip out his phallus, and repeatedly stroke it in his face. Players initially laughed it off, but Haley refused to stop. He would jerk off in the locker room, in the trainer's room. He'd wrap his hand around his peanut, turn toward Joe Montana or John Taylor, and say, you know, you want to suck this. You only wish you had this, baby. Charles used to beat off in meetings while talking graphically about players' wives. Oh, my God, dude.
And then it says
it got to the point of ejaculation.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Haley was socially awkward and unflinchingly vicious. That's what I'm saying. So yes. When you combine someone's viciousness with blatant, like, aggressive sexual behavior, it is tough to be around. He's been prescribed medication to treat manic depression, would take the pills one day, skip the next. He exposed himself to a reporter from the San Mercury News.
He rarely passed up an opportunity to verbally pounce on a teammate's shortcomings. An ugly child, a protruding mole, a lisp.
See, it says he was a great player, says Dexter Carter, but there's only so much a man can tolerate. Yeah, he's got a lot of mental problems, it sounds like. Once he got going, the words flew from his mouth as if they were from a Browning 50 caliber machine gun. Anyone effeminate was a faggot. Oh, my God. African-American players who became close with the coaching staff were, House and things, and Uncle Tom's. Whites were honkies. Hispanics were spicks. Jesus Christ. Oh, here's a Haley joke. A joke Haley told with particular what do a Mexican and a hotel have in common? A mop. Twice
I don't get it.
You're cleaning?
Oh, I thought it was like some... Yeah.
Twice his racial barbs resulted in fights with 49er teammate Jim Burt, a white defensive lineman who decked Haley both times.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Dude, this is fantastic. Hey, save this article for me.
Charles Haley was fucking savage.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
Can you imagine being in a meeting and with a guy with a big dick just jerking off? Just.
Also, yeah, it's a guy who's like 6'4 and can kill you.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
I never understood guys who could jerk off, like, I won't say the comedian's name, but there's a comedian I was hearing a story about one time, and he was, I'll write just it down for it. You. I'll just say it and bleep it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they were all driving to, like, a gig, and I guess he just jerked off in the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can never understand that. Like, I don't have that in my wheelhouse to, like, if I'm going to masturbate, it's going to be alone. I don't want anyone to see it.
It's some people's thrill, though. It's some people's thrill. I mean, all those things become some people's, like, excitement, you know? I don't know. I'm with you. I've heard about it, like, public masturbation things where I'm just like, I'm the same way. I'd be like, I don't think anything would be more mortifying for me to do, so.
Yeah, I've never.
It doesn't get me excited.
It doesn't get me excited. That's the weird part of what is crazy is it's some people's thrill. It's what turns people on. And then you start, the world has gotten into such a puritanical kind of like, we'll make the rules. We'll cancel everyone who doesn't follow by the rules. These are the rules. You cannot be turned on by, like, you know what's so funny? It's fucking a little bit of mental gymnastics. I don't want anyone thinking I'm trying to say something I'm not about certain people. But like, I can't look at, when on Pornhub, when it says, you'll like be scrolling, it'll say hot teen. I fucking scroll past it immediately. I'm like, I can't get onto that. I think because I have two teenagers
in my house.
That's
probably one of the reasons.
But here's what's crazy is that you go, there are people that's illegal, right?
Well, under 18, yeah.
Yeah, but then they put that out there, like right. Going, hey, teenager, high school girl, but they're putting that out there. They need to scrub that from the fucking internet first.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is dance with taboo and, like, you know, people know, like, obviously there's an legal age, and then, but there's also like other taboo things that get people going. Like, I forget who works in that business told me that, like, they said, at least according to them, that like one of the biggest, most popular taboo, like, topic subject lines is like incest stuff. So it's like
not
real incest. But yeah, like, but the premise of the video will be like, you know, it's father daughter or brother sister or like that.
How can someone get into that?
I don't know.
I mean, that, but
forbidden, and I don't know.
When do you think that's going to happen? Where they start going through on our videos that we've jerked off to, and they start posting them online. Would you be comfortable with that? I would.
It would be a nightmare for me.
Why?
Because I've seen a lot of bad things, and they all make me come. No, I would not want my searches.
I've seen a lot of bad things, and they all make me cum. And they all make me cum.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, wait. I wonder what. Let's just. I'm gonna just pull up one of my Pornhub searches.
Bro,
okay?
I'm a Charles Haley you if it's good. Let's see what it is.
I just type in P-O. This is the first thing that came up. That's fucking not going to be. Whoa. Dude, Nubile Films puts out good shit.
What do they Nubile, do?
It's just tasteful porn.
Oh.
It's like, it's, but it's tasteful
like,
porn.
Like a high production
By the way,
value.
Nubile is, I think Nubile means young, but it's not young. It's like regular age women. There's a fucking girl on there. They just, it's like tasteful, like.
That
like
looks
it's
tasteful.
Shot well. Sure. I think it's like shot in 4K.
I like the one right below it. That looks very beautiful too.
Up close asshole worship.
Nice.
It doesn't show out what I was looking for something in the past. Wonder if I got something in here.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Pornhub Premium.
You subscribe?
No. I'm just seeing if this isn't. God damn it.
I don't subscribe to anything.
I was doing fans only for a couple porn stars. I stopped.
Only fans?
Only fans. Yeah.
You're saying it like Robert Paul Champagne.
Fans.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know. I've been out of porn lately.
Yeah.
I've
never done that either. Except for we signed up in the office for Roberts to support him.
Yeah, I haven't really jerked off in a while.
Oh, I'm proud of you, man. I gotta tell you, I did once, like a week ago, but then I haven't been jerking off a lot.
Yeah, usually my stuff is more...
on the road, I jerk off more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was jerking off in the tour bus every morning.
I kind of look forward to it. when the show's over, we have dinner, I'm like, I would love to have my nightcap and jerk off and go to bed.
You know what's crazy? I used to have this joke that no one understood because I go, I guess no one jerks off the way comics do on the road.
Yeah.
I was like, do you ever get that feeling where you're like, you get in the elevator of your hotel and you're like, ooh, I haven't jerked off today. I got a treat coming my way.
Yeah.
And everyone else would be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's
the opposite of that feeling is getting in the hotel and go, oh, I've already jerked off today.
Yeah.
I'm taking my treat away from me.
Sometimes you're like, it's a little hard to get this one out. And then it hits you. You're like, oh, yeah, this is my third of the day.
I think of one time in, I went through a run recently, not recently, but like within the past, where I jerked off. I think I jerked off three times. It was on the road.
Yeah.
I jerked off three times in a day.
Yeah.
I go back to one time in Brazil.
Ooh.
Where I was hungover and I was like, all right, I got to jerk off before I go to work because I need to like fill up my serotonin. And I remember being sweating in no air conditioning in this hotel, in the bathroom, just trying to jerk off. And I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and all of a sudden I'm like, my blood pressure's about to be through the roof right now. Like, yeah. I might have a stroke doing this.
I've had those where I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, just fucking like, and I can't focus on like the thought, like the sexual thought that I want to have to make it happen. And like, I'm like, God damn it. And then you're just like, man, I've been tugging on this thing for a minute and I'm breathing hard and it's not getting there. And then I like, if you see a mirror, you're like, you really need to get your life together. Like, it's a really pathetic feeling to feel like you can't fucking, I try to jerk off on flights where I'm like, I gotta
hold on. Stop there.
Yeah.
Hold on a flight.
Yeah, I've tried it and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Just like in the bathroom?
No, just in the fucking aisle. Just, no. Yeah, like I've been like, I don't know, pent up.
I've thought about jerking off like, on flights and I never could get myself to do it.
Oh, I couldn't even get like three quarters. I was like, I'm gonna go jerk off in the bathroom. And then I'll go to the bathroom. I'll lock it and I'll just be like too panicked. And then, you know, someone might check the door and I'm like, hold on. I'm like,
do you realize how canceled you get if you forgot to lock the door and you were jerking off on a flight
and
someone opened the door? I think there's a part of like people think of men jerking off as like a pervert act as opposed to maintenance.
Yes. Only men other men understand. Like women will never fully comprehend what it is to be like backed up and like you're like not, you can be agitated and like not thinking clearly, all those things, and you just need to bust one out, and then you're like,
yeah.
Like, I think some women actually do get it. Like, I think some of them go like, oh, like they've been, for some reason they comprehend it enough, but a lot of them I don't think will ever understand it.
Leanne, one time, I'm trying to remember how this worked out, but like, I wanted to have sex. I come home off the road. I wanted to have sex. And she was like, it's not going to happen this morning when you get back. So you may need to take care of yourself so you can deal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good call. And I jerked off and I was totally fine to be around. Right. But if I hadn't jerked off the whole time, I'd be thinking. And that sounds like, I think it's what it goes back to, this puritanical world that we're living in, where it's like, the cancel culture is writing the rules of how you need to behave. So if you behave,
right. And if you say a wrong thing,
fucking Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
What did he say?
I watched it 4 times and I was like, it was so crazy that I couldn't really get through it.
It was lots of talking in circle. Like,
yeah, I heard
him say something like that we are the true. Like that, white people are the actual savages and animals of the world. Which, by the way, I consider that not only to be factual, but sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I can see from his perspective where you would say that white people have done some absolute horrific things.
Here's the thing. So I heard that part, and he was like, you know, like I heard him say, like, black people, you know, the melanin, and then we actually have, they have soul. That's why they're soul. I heard that.
Make a ton of sense to me. I was like, but white people don't have compassion, which, by the way, I got into a deep dive and started watching speeches.
But historically, though, historically speaking, I'm saying.
Yeah, historically, right?
If you want to look at, like, coming from an emotional place saying this. If you want to just, like, study history and you look at what, like, traditionally white, you know, nations have done, they conquered and brutalized and
there's been a lot of brutality. I was reading this book about the Portuguese settlers who came down and kind of like I'll tell you the name of the book so you can,
dude,
but like the fucking savagery that happened in the past.
Oh my
god, they
were
telling the story of, I'm reading a book about breathing right now,
that's a good one.
Press down to
the Pull up what I did. I haven't actually.
It's called Conquerors. It's called Conquerors. Dude, these fucking dudes were going in. They go in and they'd say to a tribal leader, like usually Muslim.
Yeah.
And they, I think they're Muslim. They'd be like, said to one guy, hey, we're coming to your city. Come out to the boat to greet us, the Portuguese. Yeah. And the guy was like, I'm actually not feeling that well. And they're like, okay, we're just going to kill you and your entire family then to teach everyone a fucking lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took one guy and they fucking tied him up on the boat, right? Muslim dude, shoved bacon down his throat and then shit in his mouth and beat him and then let him go. And they're like, that's how, just so you know, that's how we roll. So when we come by next time, have everything ready for us. Yeah. And he's like, all right, totally will. Shit in his fucking mouth.
Dude, the Spaniards are like, does it not strike you as curious why they speak Spanish 3,000 miles from where Spanish is spoken? Like, it's not an accident.
It's
like,
not,
they are...
They, it's they not because like, it's a beautiful nice language. Sounds.
Like, they came here, they fucking murdered millions of people.
Millions.
They used to cut the native hands and feet off for fun. They would slit their throats.
They would
kill the babies. They would do horrific things. All this is to say, wait, first of all, that I think saying that historically speaking, whites are evil is not inaccurate, but I mean, it's not. It's like, there's, look at who's conquered all these, you know.
It's just, it's not coming from a place of where we are today, where we want to heal. You should definitely, when you have a platform as big as Nick Cannon's, you should maybe think twice about who you have on your podcast.
He had Professor Griff
from kicked out of Public Enemy.
Yeah, Public Enemy.
They kept Flavor Flavin and kicked. What fucking crazy shit do you have to be saying in a Public Enemy meeting that they're like, hey man, you gotta fucking go. The guy with the clock, that fucking Brigitte Nielsen. who's been doing crack aggressively, allegedly.
Yeah. Wait, here's what I want to... So all this goes back to, I don't know what the... Because I saw all these things about him being anti-Semitic. I want to know what he says. So it says here in quotes, I find myself wanting to debate this idea, and it gets real wishy and washy.
Oh, this is must. I didn't see
and
this.
And unclear for me when we give so much power to the theys, and the theys turn into Illuminati, the Zionists, the Rothschilds, Mr. Cannon said it later into the podcast. He also echoed Mr. Griffin's remarks about how black people are Semitic people by definition, and that Semitic people are not white. You can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people, Mr. Cannon said. That's our birthright. So if that's truly our birthright, there's no hate involved. I mean, this is kind of a semantics combined with a conspiracy theory. So basically, maybe they have fired him for being dumb. Like
anyone who's I believe anyone who's racist is dumb.
Right.
I think that is the.
But this is. I mean, that's what he's saying though is nonsense. Though.
It really is not. I watched it four times and I couldn't get through it because I was like, none of this makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it really seems like.
I would say, Mr. Cannon, you're right in that white people are evil, but you are not correct in your Illuminati Rothschilds.
I don't even know what Rothschilds, and I don't
this
know.
Goes,
what
but it's
is.
Like old. It, that's old, basically Jewish conspiracy theory bullshit. Like shit know. That people are like, you know, they're controlling everything from behind.
What stinks is I just wanted to get us on Wild and Out, and now that's done.
Yeah, we can start our own.
I watched some Wild and Out. Let me tell you something. There's some blind spots with racism on that show.
Oh, really?
The poor fucking Asian kid gets it so bad.
They like
everything's an old Asian joke where, like, at one point, I think Nick Cannon says to the Asian kid, something you'd be kicking out, get back and fucking make me my Kung Pao chicken. And the poor Asian kid's like, hey man, this is national TV. Can you treat me like a human?
Yeah. Also, like, you guys,
you're my boss.
This is like, how many episodes have we done? We've run through the whole menu. Yeah. I mean, we've done General Tso's, we've done the fucking kimchi. Like, let's come up with some new stuff, man.
It's interesting. It's an interesting assessment for cancel culture because he gets fired from Viacom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so,
where is that? Did that fall?
He loses legit money. You know he's getting fired from The Mask and from the America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't have him on. You know, and so, what are you looking
shit.
For?
It fucking opened.
What is it?
This was for you.
Is it cocaine?
Yeah.
Are we doing cocaine today? I could definitely do a bump of coke.
Oh man, there's like fucking $6,000 on the floor right now.
Is that really coke?
Someone's going to snort that off the ground. We're not letting that go.
That's sugar.
I know.
Is that how much sugar I take in my...
In a week of a gallon a day Kool-Aid, yeah.
That's not that bad. In a week? Spread that out for a week?
I guess.
It's not that bad. So wait, let's talk about cancel culture because this is what's interesting to this is...
My trainer made that, by the way.
Your trainer put that together?
He listened to the show and he was like, is Bert really drinking that much Kool-Aid?
I've been cutting back on Kool-Aid.
He was pretty serious and I was like, I go, yeah. And he was like, dude, the sugar intake on that. And I was like, that's what I thought. And then I was like, but he's not drinking like the full, he's drinking the low calorie.
Low cal, 10, 5 calories, 10 calories, whatever. Summer 5, summer 10.
And then, well, he pulled up a thing that it said, I don't know which one you're actually have. So it said like 25 grams per serving or something like that.
Yeah.
So he was like, he came over and he was like, this is how much sugar that is. And I was like, oh, I'll give it to Bert.
Well, this isn't bad.
Yeah. Well,
that seems like a lot of sugar.
Some fell out on the ground. Like actually a lot.
A lot fell out on the ground.
Yeah.
That does seem like a lot of sugar just to be going like,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he gets fired from Viacom, right?
Yeah.
Which is basically, I think he just has Wild and Out with Viacom.
I don't know. He has a lot of things going on.
But you know he's probably going to get fired from The Mask. And I'll tell you this much. Does Viacom own Fox? No.
CBS?
Disney. Disney
Viacom
owns Fox.
Viacom owns CBS.
Yeah, so He's going to get fired from his... He's going to have to make like a legit apology. But he will not.
Yeah, he made statements that he was just like, see, I'm an advocate for people to be heard and about anti-racism, blah, blah, blah. When you look at the media, other sectors of our nation's history, African-Americans, the people of the Jewish community have partnered to create one of the best.
Man, why do black people hate Jewish people that much? Like, it seems like a lot of people... A lot of it's coming up on when you're going online.
I think he's parroting.
Why does anyone fucking hate anyone? There's no.
Well, that's
like,
a good question.
I mean, it's so silly that like.
But he's parroting a lot of Farrakhan stuff, I think.
But everyone's quoting Farrakhan these days.
Yeah.
Everyone is quoting Farrakhan.
You might want to check those quotes before you repeat them, because
fucking.
He said. I mean, he's a really eloquent and elegant public speaker, you know, yeah. And like he can. Or like seduce anybody with word. Like he's an amazing speaker.
He is a good
but
speaker.
He will also drop things in that you might not fully understand until you study it.
Yeah.
You know, like he can talk circles around anyone.
If Louis Farrakhan wanted to be on Two Bears, One Cave, would you let him?
I'd be like, I don't think we should. And then if like he got on the phone, I'd be like, I'll see you at 7. Like, I'd be like, yeah, he's like that type of speaker.
But what's interesting is like I went on Twitter last night and a lot of people had Nick Cannon's back and were like, yeah. He's just speaking the truth. An abnormal amount of people. And I was like,
well, but then
you get like legit level headed people going like, hey guys, I don't know if I can say qualify that what he said is, it's racist statements, but he doesn't sound like a racist. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I think what's happening and this happens just in life in conversations, it's like part of your statement might be worthwhile and not offensive or not untrue, and then like the next part of what you say becomes the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you go that thing you said was horrible. He's like, well, these points were legit, and you go, okay, oh yeah, yeah, up until there. But then when you added this, it kind of takes everything away, and I think that's kind of what happened there. Like,
this is why you shouldn't read books.
Tell me about that.
Because what happens is you read a book, like I'm sure Nick Cannon did. Mm-hmm. He's got a PhD at fucking Howard.
He does?
He's going for his PhD. I did a lot of research on Nick Cannon last night.
He's going for his PhD?
He's going for his PhD at Howard. He went to Howard. He was we were in a deal with Will Smith at the same time. I feel like tethered to Nick Cannon in a weird way because we were in a deal at Overbrook at the exact same time. He was developing a sitcom for Nick.
You guys were kind of in an entanglement together.
We were a little... Do not get me started. I'm so fucking angry at that fucking Red Table. I do not like the way they did Will. That's bullshit.
That was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable,
shit.
And it's fucking taking down... It's taking down a good fucking man.
But like I love that he actually... When she was like, yeah, I found myself in this entanglement. And he was finally like, entanglement?
Yeah.
He's like... relationship, and she was like, yeah, however you want to say it. It's like, wait a minute, no one uses the word entanglement.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I hate when people soften language to diminish their accountability. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I went into this bar and I got into a disagreement. Like, what happened? Oh, I broke this guy's jaw. And you're like, well, you mean you punched someone?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why'd you say disagreement? So that I could diminish my accountability as to what I did. And that's exactly what she's doing.
That bothered me watching that. I was like, why? This is my perspective. As his life partner that Jada is, and they have a business together.
I thought you were about to say that you were his life partner.
No.
Okay. I really did. I thought you were about to say, as his life partner.
As his life partner, as Jada suggests that she is.
Uh-huh.
And they have a team together.
Yeah, it's an interesting world they built.
You could never flip that. You could never have him take her down the way she took him down. She took him down. Like, she made him bend at the knee and go... In front of everybody. And then, by the way, he's a movie star. Now, all anyone's going to see, everything, Donnell said, you don't ever want to be a meme. All anyone sees now is that they don't remember.
That face.
They don't remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the fucking, the Fresh Prince, all his fucking movies, Independence Day, fucking Happiness, or whatever the other one was. All they see is that fucking face. How the fuck, you're taking him down and...
Why? We talked about, like, why would you feel the need to broadcast that? As opposed to just being like, hey, we don't have to fucking...
We don't have to tell everyone everything.
No. Why? I don't understand that. Can I tell you my theory on why?
Yeah.
It goes back to what... Do you remember when the celebrities did the, like, I hold myself accountable and fucking... what was their thing? I take responsibility. And Jesse, Jesse from fucking Breaking Bad was like, I take responsibility. Right? That thing, like, we were like, okay. So,
wait, can you play it? I want to see it real quick. So I met that guy. He's insane. Such a cool dude, but nice, man, he fucking
he sold
he went
shit.
Hard.
Yeah, Aaron Paul. Yeah,
Aaron Paul.
Woo!
I did really Conan with him.
Yeah. So
I take responsibility. Oh,
yeah. He did.
I wish I could get there. See, that's what. Can I hit pause? Hit pause. When I said, Tom, when I said I love me when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It's because I go there. That place.
Oh, super sincere.
It's,
and like,
it's, but it's like, it's so mockable.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, I was explaining to someone, I'm working on a project.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining to someone, they're like, are you being serious? And I go, yeah. And they're like, well, hold on. And I go, hold on. When I'm serious, it's funnier than when I'm trying to be funny. Like, when I'm serious,
yeah.
It is so, you can make fun of it so quickly.
Yes.
That it is as enjoyable, if not more enjoyable, than when I'm trying to be funny.
I totally agree.
And so when I get drunk, I go there. So when I go fucking 72 Dolphins, if you had been in the room with me, you would have been crying laughing.
I bet I would have.
Because it's there needs to be a name for that. When you go full, like full fucking.
Yeah.
Go, I just want to see him. Shout out to Aaron Paul, by the way.
Yeah, let's see this.
Oh, can I put my headsets on? I just want to hear him. This is I know that people have already.
Take responsibility.
Who's that, by the way?
That's Paulson.
That lady.
Yeah. Sarah Paulson?
Sarah Paulson.
Is she a senator or something?
She's an actress.
In what?
She's been in a bunch of things. She's
never heard of her.
American Horror Story.
She's really
never heard. Never even never heard of American Horror Story.
Okay.
Responsibility.
I take responsibility.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
But
oh my
his,
god.
His gets more intense.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Go to his.
His gets way more intense.
Tom, can we splice ourselves into this?
Responsibility.
Oh, it's been done.
I take responsibility.
Who are these fucking people?
For every
they're all
unchecked
actors.
Moment. For every time it was easier
I know her.
To ignore
yeah, of course.
Than to
shout
call
out to hey, hit on hit pause for a second. Shout out to Dax Shepard. I think I shit on him one time. Someone texted me and I was like, I like Dax Shepard. Did I shit on him one time?
I don't know, but this is like that sincere thing you're talking about that it's even funnier.
Hey, I want to say this to Jack Shepard. I'm going to fucking go full Paulson.
Okay, do it.
But I can't. I can't. I just go back to the fucking video.
For what it was.
Every not so funny
joke.
Who
the fuck is this?
He's an actor.
Who and what?
Every unfair stereotype.
I don't know.
Every blatant injustice.
Who the fuck is this?
What are you talking about?
Who are these fucking people?
That was Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing?
Oh,
it didn't Will and
like
Grace,
her.
Right?
Dude, she
this is
got
a Duplass brother.
Huh?
Who?
This is a Duplass brother. Mark Duplass.
Oh, I know who that is. I don't know. But I know he is. He's friends with Steve Renazzisi.
Yeah, he's a really talented guy.
Is he?
Yes.
Wait, hang on. You said that like you're a big fan of his. What's he done?
The Duplass brothers are they also like writer, like they're creators too. So
they did The Matrix.
But they're directors, writers.
Anything
actors.
We've seen, is it better than Palm Springs? Shout out to Andy Samberg. Palm Springs is fucking awesome.
What's that?
Oh my God. Palm Springs is fucking awesome.
The town?
No, Andy Samberg's new movie, Palm Springs.
Where is it?
It is so fucking good. You got to watch it. It's on Hulu. It is Tom. It's
what kind of movie is it?
Time travel.
Comedy?
Comedy, time travel, dark comedy, time travel.
Dark comedy or like ridiculous over the top?
Dark comedy. Yeah, dark comedy. I watched it with the girls in the first opening scene. He's like jerking off in front of it. And my daughter's like, Dad. And I was like, close your eyes. And that's the only dirty part.
I love that. Do you want to know what my fucking 4-year-old into right now?
What?
He's in, leave that up, by the way.
I want
to go back to that. He is into fucking wildlife like kills. So he's like, I want to see a snake eat a rabbit. And I'm like, okay. And then I'll start to play. I'm like, this is pretty intense, man. And you're four. He's like, I like it. And I go, you like watching this rabbit get strangled to death by a snake and then eaten? He's like, yeah. And then I press play and I'm like, I'm kind of hesitating. He's like, show me a snake eating a pig. And I'm like, and then I started to play that and I go, dude, look at that thing. He goes, yeah.
Hey, when's preschool start?
I'm like, holy shit, man. I go, this isn't scaring you? He goes, no, I like it. So we just sit there and watch snakes fucking eating things, man. It's really kind of makes me uncomfortable.
That's fucking, you need to get him a snake.
No.
I know what I'm getting him for his birthday.
Shut up.
Wait, okay.
Whoa, look at the way Aaron's looking at us right here. I feel like he's chastising me for letting my son watch those videos.
Oh.
Who's this? Okay.
Killer cops must be prosecuted. They are murderers. We can turn the tide. It is time to take responsibility. Call out hate. Step up and take action.
Wow. All right. Is he talking about Nick Cannon? We need to step out hate and take action.
I think you might be right. Oh,
that is, I can't believe those people are famous. I've never seen any of them.
This goes to my point.
Hang on. He's had, I'm not shitting on Aaron Paul at all.
I'm going to forget if I don't.
He's been on one TV show, right? Breaking Bad.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure he's been done more than that, but that's the most famous.
Okay. So like, what's the threshold for fucking fame these days? I got to be more famous than fucking 80% of those people on there. Pull them up. But I guarantee you I am. I bet I'm more famous than Aaron Paul.
No.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. Go to Google Trends. Google Trends. See if I'm more famous than Aaron Paul.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think Aaron Paul's not right now, not in history?
Oh, right now.
Right now. Type in Bert Kreischer. BERTKREISCHR. American comedian, American stand-up comedian. Okay, that's this year. Type in, go to under past 12 months to the left. Go to total, 2004 to present. Okay, now type in Aaron Paul. I want to wait for this.
Oh, I don't look it.
Oh my God. He fucking destroys me. I'm not even a blip on his radar.
It's all red on that map.
Holy fuck.
If you zoom in on the current, like exactly right now.
Right now I'm more famous than he is. Right now I am. Yeah. But he destroys me.
All time. Because he's on the biggest fucking show of all time.
Is it big?
Breaking Bad?
I never watched Breaking Bad.
You've never seen it?
No. Type in. Let's go. Hey, name the other. What's that other lady's name? Type in Sarah Paulson. I fucking destroy her.
Okay.
Celebrity golf match.
You do this on your own all the time, don't you?
I do this a lot. Destroy Sarah Paulson. Type in Duplass Brothers. Type in Duplass. Yeah. Type in Duplass. Duplass?
Yeah.
Mark or David, whatever, which one? Okay. Mark Duplass. Destroy Mark Duplass. I mean, I am beating his dick in the dirt right now. Okay. Type in whatever. What are the other names? Deborah Messingier. Deborah Messing. I'm not going to beat Deborah Messing.
No.
Will and Grace is so fucking big. There's no way I'm even holding a candle to Deborah Messing.
Let's see.
Destroy Deborah Messing. Leave it there. Leave it at the misspelling.
That's her. When?
That's this year.
Oh, that's at the peak.
That's September 2019.
Oh, wow. She had a big. That's when the show came back.
Yeah, and she probably got in trouble for saying something.
But Jesus, look at Aaron Paul when Breaking Bad was on.
By the way, that's what that spike is. That's really big.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
Type in Chris D'Elia. his spike's going to be fucking massive. You want to see what fame is? Not fame, but...
Yeah.
Now, this is the difference between... That's cancel culture.
Holy shit.
Look at that. Type in... You want to see, like...
Fuck.
I know.
Go... Can you change the period? Like, can you make it a shorter period? And that's Chris?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Look at the purples, all the states that are Googling him. But yeah, you know what? I got Chris in North Dakota.
That's Idaho.
Is that?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like North Dakota.
Oh, maybe you're right. You're right, yeah. No, it's that whoever's red. Aaron Paul's got Idaho.
God, I know.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, man. Is there an actual number that you associate that spike with? Like, is there an actual number that you see or no?
No.
No?
It's crazy because, like, I guarantee you, type in Nick Cannon, I guarantee you he's probably as high, if not higher, than D'Elia right now because of cancel culture.
Let's see.
No.
Which one's Nick?
Is green. But that's... What did he do then? What's crazy is you can go look at that date and then put it in Google, mm-hmm. and it'll tell you what happens around that time. Thing. Yeah. Oh, Nick Cannon's fucking just going to go higher. He's really killing. By the way, hang on. This is what's not depressing. Whatever. Whatever side you're on, I don't really care about the sides right now. But like, what sucks is like Nick Cannon was doing good fucking work. Those are all without controversy. That's just him working and creating.
Yeah.
And then controversy comes, and it's going to be just an uphill battle now.
I got to tell you my theory, though.
Let me hear it.
So the theory was proposed when that video, when the actors did the I Take Responsibility.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing? And I think it might have been Joe that said it. It might have been Joe that said they're not working. So it's like a variation, like, you know, there is a sincerity to it, but it's still like, I haven't done anything, I'm not acting anymore, right? Like, you're done.
Yeah.
You're not, I think that holds true to why, if you're Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, and you go like, hey, do we want to talk about this?
Yes.
And publicly, and you're not doing anything, like, you're not acting, you're not producing, you're not making a project, and you haven't been. You haven't been March, April, May, June. All of a sudden, July comes around. It's like, hey, do you want to talk about that thing? And like, and it's like, you mean to tell, like, if she was like on a show that was airing right now, he was wrapping up a movie about to do a press story. He's like, let's go on Red Table Talk and talk about that. Not a fucking chance.
No.
It's that there's nothing going on. And you're like, you know what? And then in 6 months, when they go, why did we do that? They're going to have to be like, because we were bored. And so we decided to air, like, our personal shit. I think it's crazy.
It's this, you know, I've always said, I look at, like, celebrities that tweet virtue signaling stuff and get the likes and the retweets. I guess it's what they believe or whatever. But people that tweet out, like, in the moment stuff. And I go, it's just, they just don't have any content to create. They don't know how to make
anything.
So they know that this is a way to stay relevant and in the eye and be famous. Like, a lot of people just want to be famous.
The only thing that I would say, though, to speak to that, is that you can feel a way about a topic sincerely.
Yeah.
And then people just go, oh, you're virtuous. They're like, well, what if it's something you actually do care about?
It's like when people go, like when people just tweet out, is anyone going to acknowledge that we have an absolute lunatic running this country? Like, on a Tuesday. And you're we're all in the same boat. We know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
But you're saying this in a way where you're like, you just want the likes, and I get it.
Yeah.
But that's...
And you want the acknowledgement and the
validation. Don't know how to make content.
Right.
And that's what I'm not shitting on any of those people. I'm joking when I go, I bet I'm more famous than Deborah Messing or whatever. But like, Deborah Messing is really... one of those people that tweets every day politics.
Yeah, there's some people that become, that's their lane. They're like, I'm using my platform to.
Oh, someone said, I heard someone say, I wish I could credit. I'm going to say this, and then someone's going to go, I said it. Please give me credit. That this is what happens when women age out of Hollywood, is they just start getting political.
Oh, yeah.
Is that they're like, I'm no longer, they're not Googling me for me in a bikini anymore.
Yeah.
They're now they want to, I need to Google me. Who the fuck? I'm sure I heard it on a podcast.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting theory, but I always look at like, why not just make something? Like make content. Like do a podcast is great, but like, you know, Leanne did a podcast with Georgia and Isla that she's like, you really need to listen to it. Your daughters are really unhappy with you. And I'm like, why would you put that out on a podcast? She's like, well, no, I just think it's an interesting conversation that we had. And I was like, I don't, why are you telling everyone that? Yeah. So they're like, well, the fact that you're always in Speedos, the girls hate it. And I'm like, hey, don't put that out there. Like, I'm not going to stop wearing Speedos. And now if I'm in a Speedo and I put it on fucking line, everyone has this backstory of how that makes the girls feel upset. And they're like, well, it's like the picture of you naked that you have in your man cave. The girls hate that picture. And I was like, it's in my fucking man. Like,
you're the eccentric dad, dude.
Yeah, I go, I'm sorry, I'm broken. I'm not like the perfect dad. But like, and they're like, and they were like, you know, on the ride here, we're talking about fucking cars. So I said, you know, we got the one car that we have now. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say it's a BMW. It's a nice car, but it's not like the most expensive BMW you can get, but it's an expensive BMW, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's a nice car. Yeah, and so I said, Leanne wants a new car, and this lease is coming up. And I said, she goes, we're getting a good deal on this BMW. And I said, why don't we just buy it outright? Because we know it's a good car. We barely drove it. And we're going to get a good deal on it because of what's going on with the pandemic. They said they'll give us a good deal. Let's just get the BMW. And I said, well, let's just give that to Georgia. And she goes, Georgia doesn't want that car. And I was like, I don't give a fuck what she wants. It's a great fucking car. She goes, no, Georgia doesn't want to look like a rich kid. I go, she's not a rich kid. She goes, no, if she drives that car, then she's a spoiled rich kid. She doesn't want to look like that. I was like, I wanted to look like that my whole fucking life.
Yep.
Like, I always wanted to look like I we didn't have money growing up.
Yeah.
Like, we could have things, but we couldn't. I didn't get, like, the car I wanted. I got a car that drove.
Yeah.
And I would look at the kids who got all the nice shit and be like, God, I would love to be that kid.
I kind of get it, though, because I do remember going to school and you would, there was like a handful of kids that got like, you know, not exotics, but like luxury cars. And you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right? Because they're like 16 and they're in these like $80,000. And you're like, that's insane. I mean, I'm saying I understand that both perspectives. One, that you would be like, it's the car that I'm giving you and you're driving it. Yeah, like, I totally get that.
So you want me to go out and buy a new car? So as opposed to the car have, you want me to go out and buy, and then I'm like, and so Leanne wants a new car. We have this car. We're going to buy this car. We have the other car that we own. And then I'm going to go and buy. So as opposed to being, it's just none of it made fucking sense. And she goes, what are we talking about on the podcast? I go, don't. That's like don't.
What
don't,
podcast is she talking about?
No
it on?
Fucking two,
on fucking hers?
Wife of the party. And I'm like, part of me is like, I haven't listened to it, so I'm sure I'm making it worse than it is.
It makes me want to listen to it.
Oh. But I'm like, and you know the girls in that format, when there's a microphone in front of you, they may be speaking in hyperbole just to
make their dad.
Like their dad. And she's like, you know, Isla one time said that she doesn't like me being famous, or not famous, but known.
Yeah.
Because it makes her uncomfortable that people know who she is, that she doesn't know them. She goes, it always feels like people are coming at me from a weird angle.
But it's a valid feeling.
It's a valid feeling. And I was like, yeah, well, keep your mouth shut because it pays the bills. Like, I don't tell you.
They're going to be in so much therapy.
I know. Dude, I'm such a bad parent. Like, I look at you and Bill and Joe, where you guys had it so, you guys are so lucky because you're doing it when you want to do it. Like, not to say I didn't want to be a dad, but I wanted a career more. Like I couldn't just sit. Like the other day we were FaceTiming and you're playing and they're throwing rocks in the back and you're just being patient.
Yeah.
I would never have been patient. I would have been like, hey, fucking stop. Like,
I do that too. I mean, everybody has their breaking points on different days.
I couldn't enjoy sitting with the girl. I've got to shit. I almost shit my pants right there. I couldn't enjoy sitting with the girls on like a Tuesday afternoon and reading a book and or going to the park because I felt like I wasn't working.
Yeah.
Like all I could see was the glaring truth that I was not working and I was not providing for this family.
And I totally understand that because we had conversations about kids, you know, all in that time.
Yeah.
And we were just like, well, how could we do it though? We can't do it, you know, because we couldn't afford to do it.
Yeah. And we just did it when we couldn't afford to do it. And
I know.
I remember hearing Adam Carolla one time say, it's irresponsible to have children if you live in an apartment. And I was living in an apartment at the time.
Well, that's
and
not,
I was like,
that's not true though. It's not irresponsible to.
That's what he said. By the way, I'm not shitting on him, Crowley. He's just
no.
Like,
I know. I think like without getting the explanation from him, I think like he's meaning it in a certain way.
Like you should be able to afford a child if you have a child.
Yeah, that's kind of he's using that.
We did not.
Yeah.
We did not. We could not afford a child when we had a child. We just had a child.
And then we were like, another one.
And then we had another one. And I was like, we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
And so then, and I think most people are like that.
It worked out, man. Like you got two great girls and your career's on fire. And like, no, it all worked out.
It worked out. But it's like at the expense of what? Of like these kids that are like I guess Leanne said at one point, you know, because I remember going to school with the girls and seeing successful dads.
Yeah.
The same way that when like I was a kid and I saw kids with nice cars pull up and I was like, I want to be a nice guy. I remember seeing famous dads at school and being like, that's got to be fucking nice.
The
like,
best. Yeah.
You got money. You got tons of money. People respect you.
Yeah.
Like I would tell people, I remember we went to school with Fred Savage and Fred Savage walked in. Fred Savage was, I can't say is, but at the time, was an amazing fucking dad because he didn't have any other cares in the world. He had no fucking cares. He would just sit and he'd be in the moment and involved. He'd play with other kids. Like he'd play with fucking kids. He'd be down on his knees like at this preschool playing with kids. There were so many famous parents at this school. Nia Vardalos, Ian Gomez, her husband. He's in like Wildcats or whatever.
Yeah.
Foxes or Cougars, Cougar Town. Jay Chandrasekhar.
By the way, I find it somewhat ironic that you dismissed a video with people and you're like, I've never heard of them. They're not famous. And now you're listing people who I feel the same way about.
Fred Savage. I was so shitty about it.
You were like upset that they were famous.
I was like, not upset, but I was just like, by the way, I'm being very honest right now. So if you're any of these people that we were friends with Nia and Ian, I wasn't like, I was jealous that like they could, that people looked at them and were like,
you're a success. I know who you are.
Yeah, yeah. And then they would look at me and go, so you're still going for it, huh?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'm doing good. And they're like,
those things never, I've probably told it here. There's some things you'll never forget. You never forget like, Never forget I was in New York opening at a club and someone I went to college with brought their husband and I was featuring.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it was a great show. That's the thing is like, it's a great show. It's like one of those nights where you're like killed. I mean, you know, you're doing 20, but like you kill. And then we're talking afterwards, blah, blah, blah. And the husband who I don't know was like, hey man, like, so how long are you going to keep doing this? Oh. And I go, what? He's like, well, how long are you going to keep doing this? I go, what do you mean? And he's like, I mean, you know, like this was great, but it's like, kind of, isn't it time to shift gears? And I was like, shift gears? Like, what are you talking about, man?
I don't think people understand how searing those are, those moments. Because you're in a great mood. I remember being at that school and Fred Savage, all the famous parents were there.
You told me, I'm cutting you off. You told me about one time after a show, friends were there. Like, I don't know if it was in Tampa or something.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was like, oh, bro, how much money did you make? And he took your check. And he's like, I bet. He's like, there were so many people there, but you got like fucking paid.
Yeah.
And you're like, because no one understands that, like, when you're starting out, they see the full house and they go, oh, you did this? And you're like, well, I didn't do this. They did. It's kind of complicated, man.
Yeah.
and then they're going to pay me like they did this. Like they're not going to pay me a lot. Those things stick with you,
dude,
right?
We were, when I remember I was on Comedy Central doing that reality show, Reality Bites Back.
Yeah.
And the school was called the Sunshine Shack. And that's where all these famous parents had their kids. All their kids have graduated. I'm not blowing up the school. It's a good fucking school if it's still around. But, and Fred Savage was like Who's the guy who played Steve Prefontaine? He went to Billy Crudup went there. Billy Crudup's girlfriend or wife, who was in Weeds, that lady, I forget her name. She was like, all these fucking famous parents were there, and we're there. It's, you know, and I remember Fred Savage is on the ground playing with kids, and they're like, he is so amazing. All these moms, he is so amazing, and I was like, yeah, he really is. And they're like, I mean. To be like you look at like him and Billy, they're so involved as dads. And I was like, yeah. And by the way, this is the school that I brought the fucking beer to, thought it was a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. This is legit that school, right? And so I go, I'm such a fuck up. And they're like, yeah, you want to be like an actor or something, right, Bert? And I was like, well, I'm a comedian. And they're like, no, but like you want to be like them, right? And I was like, that's not. Yeah, that is real, but the way you're saying it is hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
And then I lashed out, and I go, it's really amazing that Fred Savage is a good dad. And they're like, what do you mean? And I go, well, considering who his dad is. And they're like, who's his dad? And I go, Randy the Macho Man Savage. And they were like, what? And I go, yeah, his mom was Miss Elizabeth, and his dad's Randy Macho Man. I said, you didn't know that? He's like a celebrity kid. That's his dad. That's the way we got in the business. And they're like, whoa.
It's pretty intense, bro.
And then it got back to Fred Savage, and Leanne pulled me aside. She's like, what the fuck did you say about Fred Savage?
Did he say something to you?
I never spoke to him. But I remember, you want to know something fucking crazy? Someone took a picture of Billy Crudup and his wife at the time. I don't know who he was dating, but he was like dating someone. Billy Crudup was the nicest fucking guy in the world.
Yeah.
The legit nicest. The nicest guy in the world. But he was like in this entanglement at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And someone at our end of year party took a picture of him at our little thing and then sold it to TMZ, and they fucking came to me and they were like, did you take a picture of Billy Crudup and sell it? And by the way, I had a great camera at the time, but I'm a dad. I had a great fucking camera.
And like, they're also like, you're struggling. Did you do it?
And I remember being like,
and you're like, God damn, no.
And I was like, I guess I can't bring my camera out anymore. Cause like
everyone.
And then I was like, and then I have that problem where if you accuse me of something, I start behaving guilty.
Yeah.
And so then I couldn't be even talk to Billy Crudup anymore. Cause I was like, hey man, no pictures. Right. Or you know what I mean? And he was like, huh? Fucking.
All right.
You're just lucky to be a dad now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I love it, but yeah, I wanted to get started earlier. I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I wonder if there's dads watching this that identify with what I'm saying, or if I'm like
there's dads
crazy.
Identifying with both of us for sure.
My second family, I'll do right with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to get your wife a fast car and just tell her like it hits 210. See if you can do it.
Liquored up.
Yeah. Yep.
A little.
Try it backwards. You can do it backwards on the freeway at night.
How the fuck? I want to drink.
Wait, what are you gonna get? What are you gonna get, Georgia? Let me do all the car shopping with you.
She wants a fucking.
What does she want?
A fucking minivan.
She wants a minivan. She wants a Hyundai Odyssey.
She wants a minivan or a pickup truck. Just a beater, Dad. I want a beater. I don't want anyone to think I'm like, baby. I'm not gonna get you a piece of shit car because I want you to be safe. We live in Los Angeles. If your car breaks down. There are gangbangers. There's like, this is not a safe fucking city. When you get in your car, I want you to get to where you're going. I want to get you a new car. And she was like, I don't want a new car. I don't want a new car. Dad, I'm not a new car kid. And I'm like, fuck you are. Just
so shut
you're
going
to
keep the BMW?
Yeah, I guess we're going to fucking five cars because we don't want to look rich. We're going to have five mediocre fucking cars because no one wants to be fucking pretentious in my family.
God, we're different.
I am so frustrated with this.
I'm like, I'm always, Christina's like, can you stop with the car? I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, can I tell you, I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, you know.
And then I'm like, you know, I feel like if we park against that wall, I could get another one in here.
You know what? So I was talking to someone and they were like, you know, you really fucked up your branding. I go, what do you mean? And they're like, well, your branding, like you should have done what Tom's doing. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, Tom's known as like the car guy. Like he loves cars. So then he gets great cars. Like that's great. And they're like, what do you get? Hot sauces and beer. And I went, yeah, what the fuck? I get my branding is fucking flip-flops, Speedos, hot sauces, and alcohol.
It's who you are.
It's who I am.
It's totally who you are.
I want to get drunk so bad.
Let's start. Hold on. We got to tell this real quick. You had like, I didn't even pay attention to it on a previous episode. Like you just were like, oh, it's so good to be back. Sucks that it's ending soon though. And it was like, it was so quick. And people thought that you were saying that Two Bears is ending.
Yeah. I don't remember doing that.
Yeah. So that happens a lot when you're friends with him.
Yeah.
And it's not ending. So I don't know why he said that. I don't know why he says a lot of the things that he says. But the podcast is continuing.
God, I have no recollection. I saw Nadav sent it last night, and I was like, wait, who said it's ending?
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're like, Bert said it's ending. Yeah, not ending.
Yeah, it definitely was. We checked, and it was definitely you. But yeah, it's not ending.
Yeah, it's not ending. I never told you my Christian Akoya story.
Can we save it for the next one?
Yeah, of course. Hey, guys, cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. All right.
Hey, check out my vlog. I'm posting vlogs of the tour I just did. And so it's on my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you can. Just it's where Bert Cast goes and this vlog and more content.
Definitely. My branding is cars. I've been doing car videos. They're on my YouTube channel. Also, update. Everybody loved the Kool-Aid and So Much Sugar. They both sold out immediately. So we restocked them.
Wait, I didn't get one.
And then the Dixon shirt is a limited edition run. There is not going to be any more of those. That's like the button down one. The hats that we've been asked about over and over, we restocked. The Thick Boy one sold out. We restocked it. That's the New Era one. I'm still told is August. I'm going to get an update now on like a date. But
Everyone hits me up on that.
For the hat.
For the hat.
This place that houses the stuff, they go, hey man, could you keep us up to date on the hat production, because that's all people ask us. So yeah. Thank you guys very much for supporting that stuff, and we'll see you next week. All right.
Bert and Tom and Bert, one goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears One Cave.